This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our spotlight this evening, I'm joined by Lelane Besson, the founder of To Africa Consultants, co-founder of Trending Career Hub, and then, of course, ambassador for Namibian Women in AI. Welcome, Lelane.
Hi, Angie, and hi to all of the listeners out there as well.
So, Lelane, can you tell us, who is Lelane Besson?
Okay, starting from the beginning, Lelane was born in Kommersdal, in a section that they call Bethlehem. I was born at home. My parents moved to Namibia in the 1960s. So they're originally from South Africa. Together with my brothers and sisters, we're actually quite lucky that we're a bit of dual babies. So half of our upbringing has been in Namibia and the other half in South Africa. And so our families are also dispersed into the two countries. Primary school, very fortunate. I think I was the first one really in our family to be able to go to a private school. So St. George's from probably the age of three with Auntie Pam started out. She was one of my absolute favorite teachers. And from there on out, I did about a year at St. Taurus. And then I then went to Cape Town and I was in Bloemfontein a bit as well. I am the mother of boys. So I have two sons. They're aged, well, one's turning 22 in January. The other one is 29. And the one son is my partner's son. Tega and I just celebrated 20 years together this past week. So it's been a ride and a blessed one. So I think at the heart of it all, Lelane, I'm a prankster. I'm very lighthearted to those who are close and near and dear to me. I love performing as well. But from a professional point of view, I predominantly look after fostering strategic partnerships, leadership development, and then obviously also overlaying everything in the world of AI. That's part and parcel of it.
What inspired you to co-found the Career Hub and also To Africa Consultants? And what gap were you hoping to fill in the market?
So I think when I started out my journey in terms of To Africa Consultants, I was actually very optimistic and I think very naive in certain aspects as well. I'm really blessed and grateful for the journey that I've had over these, I would say about 15 years now. But I'll be honest, if I'd known what I know now and the difficult path of entrepreneurship, I would probably have thought twice before I jumped the corporate ship. So where it started out for me and this idea of building on my own was in 2008 with Old Mutual. I was part of a task force that was looking at restructuring organization because the share price had hit to the bottom of the lowest at that year with the financial crisis. And I had to, at a very young age, I was in my 20s, and I had to sit across people who I was managing and I had to tell them that they weren't going to come back to work tomorrow. So I remember one night I was driving out of the basement and I was like, I've got to create some sort of a stability and future for myself. That's the only way that it's going to be sure and certain. So I went out and I registered To Africa Consultants in 2009. And from there on, I ran it as a bit of a side hustle until 2013. And I really thought that I was going to go out and start an advertising agency. I don't know really why. Maybe because I was in the space of marketing at that point in time. But my education is in corporate strategy. So as I stepped out of the corporate world in 2013, I gravitated towards the strategy component of it, and then also realized that there was quite a gap in the market around management consulting and really just built To Africa from there. And then when I was presented with the opportunity around Trending Career Hub in 2022, I really thought it was too good to be true in terms of the tech and the software that we had developed and that I was going to be buying into. And I actually ignored the co-founder for a bit on it because I just really thought it was too good to be true. And eventually when I sat down, I realized it was a perfect fit in terms of expanding and building the offerings that we have in To Africa. So our HR components that we had in our To Africa leg, I sort of like built everything over into TCH around that. And then obviously the whole world of AI opened up as well. I was consulting a bit in the UK and in Miami around it before the whole craze of the ChatGPT coming out in November 2022. So really early adoption around that already from about between 2018 and 2020. And then really just immersed myself in it from 2023 onwards.
Wow, that's very interesting, Leilani. You've worked across technology, strategy, and business innovation. Which part of your journey has shaped your leadership style the most?
My leadership style, I think, is one of collaborative and really people-centered. I am a true believer in empowering others and bringing them along. And I think a lot of that is grounded in or rooted in the fact that if I look at my own journey, and where I started, things such as mentorship and just access to information and all of that was not readily available from what you can get today. But I do believe, I always have the saying when with those who work with me to say, your job is to make me redundant, because I really, at the core of it, want to see people grow and come into their own. So, yeah. So if I look at across any of sort of like development, innovation and all of that, I think it's a collective of the entire journey, but more so in terms of the experience of having to do a lot on your own and not having a network or support to tap into.
Leilani, as the AI Namibian ambassador, how do you think AI is reshaping the Namibian and African job market?
You know, lately I've just come from a speaking engagement with a whole host of doctors and researchers and so forth. And it's astonishing, Angie, for me to always see that there's not a fast enough adoption, I think, in Namibia per se. I think there's a lot happening in certain pockets of the world and especially in Africa as well. What the job market's concerning is that the reality around it, Angie, is that it's changed already. You know, that whole analogy of the frog in the water and the water boiling, I really think that we're in some sort of a bubble around something like that. Most positions, if not all jobs, are going to look fundamentally different in the next 24 months. And I really think, especially from an education perspective as well, where parents and their children, that you've really got to try and just somehow embrace it, because the train has left the station as well. And obviously there's responsible use within AI and ensuring that a lot of these tools and so forth are inclusive, etc. But from a job perspective, if you are not really looking at your job in a very critical manner, and it really doesn't matter if you're a candlestick maker, a broom sweeper, or you're a CEO of an organization, if AI is not part of your personal development or your organizational strategy, you're in trouble.
Leilani, what is one thing you want listeners to remember about your work and the mission behind the AI and all that?
I would say, Angie, that, you know, I'm actually a little bit of a sentimental softie also. I'm just reminded of so I'm a writer as well in my spare time. I think that's one of my biggest gifts passed on from my mom, especially. And I love poetry and I write poetry. And I'm reminded of a poem that I wrote for my late father. And I was very young when I wrote it. I think I was probably like 11 or 12 or something like that. And it says, "The world is always changing, and perhaps it seems to you. The values that you taught me are the ones that I outgrew. In many ways, we're not alike, but yet it is still true. The things I value most of me are the things I learned from you." And I think in everything that we do, even if we talk about innovation and technology and all of that, is that we must not forget first that we are humans. And that human touch and that human element, and like I said, the empathy and the caring for one another, is the most important thing, I think, in anything that we do. And so if you talk about the AI journey, I think, like, for instance, being the ambassador for Namibia around this, for the woman in AI around this, is about caring about people and caring about what's going to happen to humanity and what we need to look out for, and to selflessly just try and serve, to say, you don't have to go at this alone. There are circles that you can tap into, and that where you feel lost and need some help around it, that you can reach out.
Wow. Leilani, just the last question. How can young professionals, businesses, or innovators connect with you or learn more about your work? Because like you said, things are going to be changing in the next 24 months.
Yeah. So one of the legs in our business is brand and communications and so forth. And I always say, don't judge me by what I look like online. It's the mechanic's car that's always broken. Judge me by what my clients look like. I think the easiest access to me would be on my LinkedIn page. That's where I basically share everything professionally. I have been a little bit quiet of late because there's just been a lot going on. But that's probably the best way to do so. And then obviously if you want to go onto any of our websites or our Facebook pages as well, well, both on Training Career Hub, which is very active in terms of vacancies. You can send a proper message through that as well, and the team will definitely get to me. But you're most welcome to send me a message on LinkedIn, and it might take me a day or two, but I generally get back to everybody as best I can.
Leilani, thank you so much for talking to us, and it was nice knowing more about you.
Thank you, Angie, and thank you so much for you guys as well and the work that you do and just always being a friend that we can call on as well. We appreciate you. And I think you mentioned that this might be one of the last episodes for the year. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. I don't think it's too early yet to say that. And I hope that everybody stays safe and be blessed around the festive season.
Thank you so much, Leilani, and you also be safe.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDEB, Mining for Good.